Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking the ride on the Freedom Train, your community resource podcast series. I'm your conductor, Joseph Ward. You ride with me today, my homie, Mr. Jamie Bouchon. Remember, the Freedom Train is sponsored by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC. And PAX Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, make sure you visit www.pactsinc.org. Also, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com to learn more about us and hear the playbacks of your favorite shows. And we know this show, like all the other shows, will become one of your favorite shows. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _FreedomTrain. And last but not least, make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Train podcast series on either iTunes or Google Play Music. And if you like me, you got an Android phone, so you cool. It's some people who don't have Androids who cool, we give them a pass, but you know. And yeah, I said it. So what? What's up, Jamie?
What's going on out here jumping out these windows? You know how it goes.
Hey, man, you know how we do it, man. Like OJ, man. You know what? You know what's funny? I was, you know, Kamisha. Yeah, we were talking about you can't trust people named OJ no more, man. OJ Simpson, him, and then OJ the Juice Man. So.
Yep, OJ Mayo.
There you go.
A lot of OJs out there.
Even orange juice mess you up sometimes. So
yeah, man.
You got to watch your back. Man, what you got going on? How's everything in Texas?
Man, Texas is good, man. Working hard, trying to keep up to date and all these current events. A lot of things are happening out here in the world. And
amen.
Trying to stay focused, man.
You know, your Uncle Trump out here doing his thing, though. You know,
hey,
oh, I ain't supposed to tell nobody that's your uncle.
Woo. That boy,
Agent Orange.
I salute that dude, man. He's doing exactly what he told everybody he was going to do. Jack
everything up
and people mad.
Mess
and they mad.
Up. Hey, man, y'all voted for him. So here we go.
What I said.
But you know, man, we got another good one today. And the guest today is one of the coolest people I have ever met in my life. We have Miss Nicole Everett on the show today. How you doing, Miss Nicole?
I'm well. Greetings. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And our studio audience also would like to welcome you to the show tonight. So thank you for being on with us today.
All right. One time for the studio audience. Yes, ma'am.
So we got that dude with the little shirt that hold the applause sign up. So keep everything together.
Okay. All right. He is important.
There you go. Got to make him feel good about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So, you know, like I said, thank you for being here on the Freedom Train with us. And, you know, we want to learn a little more about you and what you bring to the table, as well as make sure our studio audience, as well as everybody who listens to us, know about Nicole Everett. So, you know, usually we would go through the bio, but we're going to jump right into the questions. Oh, Jamie, you got the first question. Let's do this.
First question. Miss Nicole, how you doing?
I'm well, Jamie.
You well? All right. So I'm going to give you the hardest question I possibly can give you, all right?
Oh, boy. All right. Okay. So
my question is, who is Miss Nicole? And can you give our listeners some background information about who you are, what you do, and, you know, what you're really about?
Okay, well, Nicole is a daughter, sister, mother, a believer in love and truth, a follower of Christ, a Southern girl, Miami native, 305, a FAMU rattler, graduated from the School of Business and Industry, a beach babe, a fan of art and culture, especially music and food, and a lover of people. I love people. Currently, I serve as a program manager with Florida's Housing Finance Authority and oversee a foreclosure program statewide. I've been in the affordable housing industry for approximately 20 years, mainly in the capacity of housing counselor, educator, and administrator. But last year, I launched a video blog show called Conversations with Nicole, and we ran 24-25 episodes at Nefertari's Fine Cuisine and Spirits right here in Tallahassee, Florida. and ran that from March to August, and we moved to television to our local Fox affiliate, Fox 49 WTLH, in October, and that ran for 10 weeks, October 13th through December 15th, I believe it was. So, yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
All right, I like that. So you got the TV show. That's pretty dope. How did that work out for you? Did you enjoy doing that, the live broadcast?
I did. So we started, like I said, in March. We actually, how it all got started was I, Nefertari's began serving lunch service in May of 2015. Mm-hmm. And each week I would invite people to go to lunch with me. I'm a big fan of Nefertari's. You know, most folks that know me know that. And I wanted to see lunch be successful. So I would invite my friends to come with me, have lunch. I'd take a picture of us, our food, and then write a little post on Facebook about maybe what we talked about, what we ate, maybe how we met. And each week I would put these posts up just to try to get the word out about Nefertari serving this great lunch. So I say by December of 2015, I was going to my various holiday parties, and people were, like, giving me beef about how they had not been invited to go to lunch with me at Nefertari's. You know, they was like, you ain't invite me. And I'm like, well, look, we got 52 weeks next year.
Right.
You just tell me which week you want to go, let's do it, right? So a girlfriend of mine was like, you need to do a blog. I was like, a blog? What's that? And
right.
She was like, you need to do a video blog. And I'm like, no. She's like, you're doing it already. You know, you already are writing up a little write-up of what you all are talking about. You need to do a blog. So I was like, I don't know. Let me think about it, pray about it, meditate on it. And I did. I talked with my good friend, Gerald Tooks, who has his own video production company. And I was like, gee, can you show me how to shoot a video on my iPhone? I want to do this video blog show. And he was like, no. If you're going to do it, we're going to do it right. So we met on, like, that Wednesday, that first Wednesday in February. That second Wednesday, we were shooting our first show. And we launched it the first week of March. And every week on my lunch break, we would go down to Nefertari's and shoot these shows, these little 10-15-minute segments on folks in the community that were doing various sundry things. And you know, we shoot it that week, and then the next week we would air it. So, yeah, we just did it, and it just kept picking up momentum. We had various guests from, you know, different walks of life. And then we took a little break and came back in October on TV. The television show is paid programming. I am paying. So, you know, it's something that I feel very passionate about, something that I think will benefit the community. I think that, you know, just what we started with the video blog show, I saw a lot of benefit from it from the standpoint of folks just not knowing some of the guests that were on and some of the initiatives and programs and projects that they were involved in. So I often got, you know, calls, texts, or even when just being in the community, people would say, oh, I saw that show, you know, with Reverend Rudy Ferguson, and I didn't realize that there was a gun amnesty program, or, you know, there was anger management classes mm-hmm. that were being offered, or, you know, so it was just phenomenal just getting that type of feedback. So that's kind of how that's been. I really enjoy the whole connection piece, which our tag for CWN, Conversations with Nicole, is connecting mm-hmm. the community to conversation. So I like it. I love it when folks, you know, we all have gifts and talents, and it's a matter of getting those gifts and talents to the world. So that's really what it's about, is, you know, us talking, us you know, identifying what it is that you're doing that people need.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right. So I have two questions. So I'm not just going to throw them at you like that, though. So I want to give you a heads up.
I'm trying to scare off our guests with all these hard-ass questions, Joe.
Whatever. What is the square root?
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
So,
I don't know about any of those types of questions. So, go ahead. What you got for me?
If somebody would have told you 5 years ago that you would be doing this video blog, what do you think you would have told them? And how, like, looking back, do you wish you'd have done this earlier?
I'd have told them they was crazy. I think back to last December, and there's no way in December 2015 that I thought I would have been doing a video blog show. So, yeah, I would have told them they were crazy. I mean, this is not my background. I have no broadcast or journalism background or anything like that.
Right.
And now here I am. And not that you have to have that in order to do a blog, but, you know, I'm just simply having a conversation. I mean, the conversations that I've had with people have been so rich. And, you know, that's part of the jewel of this all. And I hope that that somehow gets converted or people see that on the television. I think you kind of lose some of that with TV. But, you know, part of conversation is that informal exchange of thoughts and information via spoken word. And those typically happen via a more intimate acquaintance, if you will.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So even what we're doing right now, you all are getting to know me better based on the questions that you're asking, you know, and the exchange that we're having. So there's something to be said about that. You know, even though our method of communication has changed and it's constantly changing and evolving, and we're not so face-to-face, even though we do have FaceTime and all of these technology and whatnot, but there's something to being able to converse with someone.
Yes, ma'am. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. All right, so my second question.
Oh, I forgot you got a two-part, man.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's
I'm sorry.
Flow, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Don't fight.
I got a whole checklist. Now I got to go through my checklist again.
Hey, man. See, you got to tear that up. So, now, earlier you mentioned, you talked about getting, like, your show transforming or, you know, going from the NBN internet-based to Fox 49. So, how were you able, like, what is that process like? Like, what steps did you go through to get your show on Fox 49?
Yeah, I met with the representative. So Fox locally is owned by Sinclair Broadcasting, and they actually own here locally Fox, NBC, and CW. So I just reached out to a gentleman that I knew that was a sales representative there and inquired about what type of paid programming opportunities that they had. So he just gave me a list of what was available on the channels, the days, the times, and what the prices were for those time slots.
Okay.
And I just signed up. So I told him how many weeks I wanted to do, you know, what time I wanted to do it. So, you know, it's just like with anything as it relates to money, if you're willing to pay, then you can play.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Okay. Okay, so it's good to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fine.
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah.
So you alluded to something earlier. You said you like people. You like talking to people. I commend you for that because I really don't like talking to a lot of people.
what?
So I commend you for that. That's all.
We're breaking them out of shell.
Yeah. People are weird. But anyway, that's completely off track. But you like talking to people. And the key thing, if I'm sitting back listening to this, conversations with Nicole, what would you say to the viewer who maybe never seen your show, what value they can get out of it? What can they really get out of these video vlogs you're doing and all those kind of things? What value is it for your viewers, your perspective?
I'm hoping that they are being introduced to some of the people in their neighborhood, in the community that they may not know. Or if they do know, perhaps they're learning something about this person that they did not know. You know, something that they're passionate about, or maybe something that is important to them. You know, from the standpoint, again, of something that they're involved in, you know, and that can be expressed in many different ways. So we, in season one, we had just one guest on the show. And, you know, some of our questions were a little bit more fun because we tried to get to, even though we did focus on what that person does, we did try to get to know a little bit more about them. So we asked them about the type of food they like and if they could describe their life as a spice, what would it be, that sort of thing. with season two, we had more time because we were doing 30 minutes roughly, because it's a 30-minute show. But we were doing one main segment and three mini segments, and then the mini segments were focused on education, entertainment, and health. So those mini segments ran about 3 to 5 minutes, and they were quite short because that time can go by so quickly. But, you know, we tried to kind of hit the high points on, you know, whatever it was, whether it was, you know, you had a dance studio or you were talking about hospice care or pulmonary care or, you know, black-on-black rhyme, poetry troupe, whatever it was, you know, we tried to kind of, you know, hit the high points, find out how folks could connect with these people and what they were doing and move on. So hopefully, again, you know, people are finding out what's in the community, what, you know, what's out there, what they can get involved with, what they may be able to assist with. I had a gentleman, Brett Ketchum, who actually helped found the Gretchen Everhart Foundation. I don't know if the audience is familiar with Gretchen Everhart, but they are a local school here in Tallahassee that helps children with developmental needs. And they started a foundation, the parents did, because he has a child with special needs, and they've raised, like, I mean, think about $250,000. Wow. So their project right now is to create this playground that's not only going to serve the students at the school, but the community that surrounds the school. So, you know, they need help with various sundry things, but, you know, he was on the show, and not that he was promoting it on the show, but there may be somebody, you know, who has a special needs child that may need those services or didn't even know that that even existed. Or somebody that can assist with, you know, helping them build that playground or what have you. So, you know, those are the types, hopefully those are the types of connections that we're making on the show.
All right. So it sounds like overall it's like you can get a mixed bag of things of information from watching the show. So that, like, you know, like you just said, you had like three different categories, hospice and whatnot. So viewers can actually just watch it and just get information, you know, whether it's for them or for somebody else, just get relevant information, actually better be able to put a face to that information. Is that what I'm getting from that?
Exactly. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Definitely put a face with that information. Mm-hmm.
Got you. Yeah. That's pretty dope. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, it's important to be able to find out who your resources are in your community, as well as other things that are going on that you could potentially be a resource for. So that's why a medium like what you provide is very, very, very needed in community. So,
absolutely.
Thank you.
So, like Freedom Train.
Hey, man, we're trying to be like you. So.
Yeah, we're trying to get our video on and all that kind of stuff. Hey, you know. I might have to, you know, cut my eyebrows a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. They won't let me take my shirt off and be on camera. They be hating because I got a six-pack and they don't. So
your chest ain't camera ready, Joe. It's not camera ready.
Hey, man, y'all gonna stop talking about my chest, okay? Birds still fly, okay?
We got to get you a few wax treatments for that taco hair and all that. We'll get you there. We'll get you there. Put some hair on your chest.
Give me one of them Orange Juice Jones shirts and one of them coats and be ready. See, y'all youngsters don't know about that. Them young folk don't know about that.
Orange Juice Jones.
No, they don't.
Stupid.
Orange Juice. Okay.
So you you mentioned one of your guests earlier. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little more about some of the other guests that you've had on your show?
Sure. So, let me see. Season one, I had Drs. Dana and Sharon Denard, the proprietors of Nefertari's Fine Cuisine, who so graciously allowed us to use Nefertari's as our production studio for season one. So we are greatly appreciative of them for that. I had Daryl Jones, who was at the time with Bethel Community Development Corporation. Seeker Rose Green, who was the creator of the FAMU 10 for 10 campaign. Angela Sucks, who is a senior VP with FAMU Athletics. Dot Emin Johnson, former mayor of Tallahassee, also just community activist. She's an author, and she had a few books that she was presenting and talking about. Reverend Rudy Ferguson, who has a church in the Frenchtown area in Tallahassee, who is very big on community advocacy. I mentioned the gun amnesty program, the anger management classes that his church is involved in, and they also do a GED offerings at the church as well. Barbara Jo Williams, who I think has been a guest on the Freedom Train.
Yes,
she was also one of my guests, author and publisher. She's very much so into self-publishing and assisting authors in that activity. Chucha Barber, who was formerly the executive director of the Museum of Arts and Science here in Tallahassee, but she also has her own production company. She was a guest, and attorney Chuck Hobbs, who has just been a criminal defense attorney in the area, and is also a blogger, a columnist, both locally and nationally. He does some work for the Huffington Post and some others across the country. Antoine Wright, who is the current executive director of Big Bend Habitat for Humanity, which is a local nonprofit that provides affordable safety and affordable housing to low and very low-income first-time home buyers. Miss Anita Favors Thompson, former city manager of the city of Tallahassee, who has just retired. I guess it's been a little over a year now, but I had her on just talking to us about life after retirement. Patrick Nelson of BFAST, Jim, over on the south side of Tallahassee, talking about fitness and nutrition, and mainly fitness, but he did give us a fitness tip on water and drinking lots of water, how important that is to our physical health and whatnot. And then Michael Witten, who was a former director, but also co-creator of the Domi Station, which is a business incubator here in town that helps entrepreneurs with startup of their business. Marcus and Javelle Robinson, the founders of the African Caribbean Dance Theater here in Tallahassee, that is about 22 years strong. Elusta Richardson, who is a visual artist, whose art has been on display at the Capitol and at FAMU and down in City Hall and some other areas. So he's been featured artist in this area. The almighty Joe Bullard of WHBX 96.1 FM, the voice of the FAMU Marching 100, was also on my show. We actually went down to the studio with Mr. Bullard and sat with him during his while he was on the air. Commissioner Bill Proctor, Leon County Commissioner Bill Proctor of District 1, was on talking about some gun initiatives, marijuana initiatives. I think we may have covered mental health on that that occasion as well. And then Arika Sissel, the co-founder, creator of the Midtown Arts and Entertainment Center, which was located previously located at the Silver Slipper area of Tallahassee, but now they've actually moved over to South Monroe and created the SOMO Theater. And then the William Hatfield, the editor of the Tallahassee Democrat, was on, and I had Anitra Hyland, who was a sergeant with the Tallahassee Police Department, speaking specifically about the Police Athletic League, which she is very heavily involved with, which is a youth program, you know, fostering greater communication and involvement with the police, with the youth. Also had on Tiffany Hamilton with Eck and Hamilton Realty, talking about the importance of real estate in building wealth. And William Hobbs, Dr. William Hobbs, he's actually a professor at Florida Memorial College. We were at FAMU at the same time, but he's authored some books. He teaches English down there. Adut Bogut, who was a former FSU women's basketball player who was drafted, first-round draft pick with the WNBA. She is originally from Africa, migrated to, well, her family fled to Canada. And she, yeah, just was a beautiful sister, 6 foot. 3, I think. She's like the shortest in her family. But she played for the WNBA.
Right.
So, yeah, those were just some of my guests during season one. And, oh, my goodness, I have 4 guests per show during season two. Yeah. I'm not going to go through that list, but it was
You was getting
it, was
it
bad,
in.
So,
yeah.
You got
she was
in.
She was styling on us with that list, man.
I know, right? I know, right? You felt it, too. Like, dang.
Yeah, she
got to get our game up.
Yeah. I had Barack Obama.
Oh, you got me beat.
Yeah, you know, I had Oprah on the show.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
made Oprah bow down.
Yeah,
Jay-Z and Beyonce came by. You know, Jada and Will. You know, all just the usual people from down there.
Nobody big. Just some small local people.
Just
you know,
the usual suspect. Huh?
Man,
you know,
styling on us, man. Do you have that written down? No, time out.
I mean, it's like everybody got Serena Williams' number in their phone, right? I mean.
No.
She was dropping that off the top of the head, man. That wasn't even written down. She literally had that memorized.
Free.
You styled on us, man.
That was cool. Now, you know, one of my favorite interviews that you did, you mentioned earlier when you asked people what kind of spice would they be, what kind of dessert would they be, when you interviewed Bill Proctor. And what he,
okay.
I think he said, you're going to be like a pumpkin pie or something like that. I fell out of my seat laughing on that one.
Yeah. So that was like one of my most embarrassing moments. You know, you think you know what people are going to follow the protocol, right? But, yeah, Commissioner Proctor, in all of his infinite, you know, wisdom, has that way of turning the tables on. Yeah. So I asked him what type of food. That's what it was. I asked him what type of food he liked. And he said, seafood. Everything I see, I want to eat. But then he turned it around. Like, he liked dessert. And he said, you know, I don't know, Nicole. What? I think if you was a dessert, you would be pudding. Chocolate pudding. And I had to drink some water. I couldn't even say nothing. He was like, look at you,
your face was priceless.
You chocolate pudding, yeah. You're not no pig foot. You're not an ox pig.
Yeah.
Chocolate pudding.
Oh, Billy, that was so funny. I was like, that is him.
You know what, that taught me that I need to work on my snappy comebacks. That's what
exactly. Be ready for them.
Right.
So with all those interviews, all right, you clearly just gave us the list of the last 8,000 people, probably non-black people. All those interviews you've done,
And that's a good thing, you know, humble brag, you know what I'm saying? That's a good thing to brag on yourself.
Oh,
but
you know who I forgot? I forgot Roy Moore.
Here we go, here we go.
Piggly Wiggly. We went down to the Piggly Wiggly and sat between the peaches and the mangoes, and talked with Mr. Moore about how he got into the grocery store business. That was a special interview, too.
Right.
The one on the south side?
The only black-owned grocery store in the city.
Yes.
She got clout,
Piggly
man.
Piggly Wiggly in Tallahassee. Yes. Yes.
She
they got fried
clout.
Gizzards in that Piggly Wiggly.
You know they do. Mr. Roy Moore is hard to catch, so she got pulled. She caught him.
He is hard to catch. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, that was cool.
All the dope interviews, I know you probably had like a one that was completely horrible. On this show, we've had some terrible interviews as well. So, I'm not going to name drop. You don't have to name drop. If you want to, that's fine, too. We like a little controversy on the show.
I know you do.
But what was probably your worst interview and why? Like, something that just completely threw you off and was like, push you to that limit.
So I'm not going to call it a worst interview. I'm going to call it a challenging interview.
No.
All right? So
let's say worst.
It was the guests who will remain nameless, but they just kept talking about themselves. I mean, all the great things that they had done is that they had single-handedly, like,
but you interviewed Donald Trump?
I know, right?
Don't start. solved all of the world's problems. I mean, like, with no assistance from their office staff or anybody. Just I did this, and I did that, and I did this, and I did that. And I just thought, well, dang. They really think a lot of themselves.
Hey,
goodness.
So, that was a bit challenging.
I can see how that could be trash.
And that was another one that also kind of taught me that I need to, you know, be able to, you know, bring them on in and, you know, redirect them. So that was definitely a learning lesson. And then the second one I think that was also challenging was I had a guest who responded with short answers.
Oh, man.
You know, most folks, you get them going and they won't stop talking. But this person would barely elaborate on anything.
Yeah.
And so I felt like a dentist, like I was pulling.
That's the worst.
Going through all the questions, it's like, dang.
And you still got all that time.
Right.
So you're trying to think, so what question am I going to ask next? Because when you have your stuff all laid out, you know how much time it takes to answer these questions, and then this guest. Now, I know we've had guests in the past who gave short answers, and I'm just trying, like you said, you're just trying your best to ask more about this question and have them draw it out. Because, you know, you're lucky if you get the guests who start off slow, but then you ask the right question and they start elaborating. But some of them just keep giving you them short answers. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Man, we've had some absolute trashy interviews. Not like us. We were trying to keep it lively and, you know, keep it funny. Me and Pat, usually we had to crack more jokes than usual because it kind of make up for, like, the dead air parts of the interview. But you could tell the person wasn't really interested in it. I don't know why you agreed to it if you weren't interested into it. Unprepared, and it was just kind of corny.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Yeah.
Let me ask this. Have you ran into the guests who – you know, they know the show is coming. They know that show is airing, and you see them not promoting themselves on the show. Have you run into that?
Yeah, a number of my people have, like, some of them have, like, people to do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of getting it in the hands of the right person so that they can promote it. You know, it's funny because on social, you know, some folks are more social than others. I actually had one of my guests was like, I need you to take me off of whatever, because I tag a lot of folks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will tag everybody that's been on the show. And they were like, I keep getting all these notifications. And, you know, I need you to take me off of whatever you got me on. I'm like, okay, no problem. That's just fine. So.
Yeah, we've got, not too long ago, we got a strange request. And like when we got it, I didn't believe that. You know, I have to tell you about it when we get off air, go into more detail.
But
with the request, so I'm reading the email and I had to read it like five times to make sure it is what I read, and I had screenshot and sent it to Jamie and Patrick, and I'm like, man, read this and tell me if y'all getting the same message that I'm getting, because I can't believe
make
I got
sure
this email.
There's no misinterpretation.
Because some of the stuff that people bring to the table and they ask for, you like, that's not good for your brand, but it's not my job to tell you that. So I'm going to just keep it going.
And a lot of times, I think, whether it's big or small, like some people got, I don't know, I guess they got this big time mentality that they're bigger than what they are. So, you know, we're trying to come up, do our show, and they kind of feel like, you know, they're bigger than what they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever ran into that? It's like you kind of just want to, like, yo, you local, bro. Like, sit your lab ass down over there and relax.
I have not, thankfully, thus far, knock on wood, but I'm sure that time will probably be coming.
We've had some hit or miss. Like, we've had the son of Marcus Garvey on the show. I mean, he killed it. He came on. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
Then we got people who literally need to get on the show to promote them, and we want to give them that outlet. Like, yeah, we ain't big time, but this is just another opportunity. Or even, hell, practice, if you will, for something bigger.
Right.
And, like, tokens don't even show up. You got to call, and they got special requests. Like, what you want, water with the cucumber in it? Sit your ass down.
Look.
I ain't got the kind of patience you got. Yeah, I ain't got all that.
Those superstar requests, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
I feel you. Yeah. I have had some cancellations, and one person in particular that's canceled a couple of times. But you know what my thought is? Everybody who's supposed to be on the show will be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And it all just kind of works out. So I can't even be, you know, overly concerned with it. Yeah, it's disappointing at the time, but you know, as the show grows and momentum continues to build, heck, at this point in time, I got a list of folks that are interested in being on.
Exactly.
Now,
it worked out
whether
fine.
Whether or not I want those particular people on the show, that's a whole other thing. But, you know, the interest is growing, and, you know, I think it's just going to continue to grow as we continue to, you know, put the messages out there and feature the various people and topics and things. So
it will.
That's just part of the process.
For all our listeners, make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe to the Conversations with Nicole YouTube channel. You can watch the uploads and see her interviews. I'm telling you, you're gonna like it. You're gonna love it. I'm telling you. So we talked about the challenging interviews. That's what we're going to use, that word, challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So what was one of your best interviews, and what do you think made this interview a great interview?
So I don't really have, like, a best interview. I actually, my thoughts as it relates to that would probably be the Proctor interview, even though, well, that would be one of them. I'd probably, Bill Proctor and Keith Rogers, and I say that because they both caught me off guard. You know, Proctor with his whole, you know, what type of dessert I would be in turning my question around. And then Keith Rogers, he just took it over. It was the Conversations with Keith Rogers show. He was the host. So I had a couple questions, but he was the host. He was running things. So that was fun.
Cool.
But I really do, you know, genuinely enjoy talking to people, getting to know them, finding out what they're passionate about, you know, what makes them tick, what they're concerned about. So, you know, each conversation that I have is just quite enlightening, quite intriguing, and, you know, to the extent that I can somehow help this person connect with their greater selves with whatever it is they're doing, then, You know, that's what makes me happy.
Yeah, cause and when you were saying that, you just made me remember something that I was saying in the past that with things like this,
mm-hmm.
I think if you're doing it right, you never really will have a favorite interview if you're doing it right, because it's gonna be something about every interview that you enjoy and that you like. So it'll be hard to put one above the rest. You may have some that stand out for certain reasons, but that favorite, mm-hmm. it'd be hard to kind of mm-hmm. classify that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. I mean, it is hard to kind of put one above the rest, but, you know, because there is something in each one that, you know, is pretty special to me.
Right.
Either that I learned something new or, you know, they shared something special to them with me. So, you know, that just makes it all worthwhile for me.
Cool.
So one thing that, you know, when I looked at the research, you're very mm-hmm. big on supporting black businesses. Like, I mm-hmm. see you, you know, mm-hmm. you big up a lot of those local businesses. Why do you feel that's important, and do you feel like that's an obligation you kind of have to do as part of the show?
No, not as part of the show. That's just me. That's part of who I am. I've pretty much, for the most part, been a supporter of black, minority, and local businesses particularly. I do try to support them as much as I can. You know, I feel like, you know, there's really no support like our own support of our own. You know, we have a lot to offer. A lot of times we don't support one another. I don't really know why that is. Well, I guess, you know, some people may argue it's poor customer service or product or what have you, but I think we also have an obligation to say, hey, you know, I'm here. I want to support you. This is something that I didn't like. Let's see if we can get it right so that, you know, we can continue to do business. So, you know, I think sometimes as black minority business or what have you, we're not necessarily coming from a level playing field in some regards. So, you know, it's even a little bit tougher for us. So I think, you know, the more we can help support one another, the better. You know, again, I've talked about we all have gifts. We all have talents. And those gifts, I believe those gifts and talents that have been placed within us are for the world. It's not just for us to hold on for ourselves, but it's to share with the world. So, you know, in that somebody has decided, hey, I'm going to try to make a living off of this. You know, this is going to be my livelihood. You know, that's a serious thing. That means you believe in yourself that much to try to make a living off of this thing. So, you know, I'm all for, and that speaks to your creativity, too. And I think we're all here to create. You know what I'm saying? We have been created by a creator, and we've been put here to create. So, you know, whether it's you making music, you designing clothes, or you cooking, or you cut yards good, whatever it is, you know, do it to the best of your ability, and you know, I think you'll be rewarded with that for that. And you know, so that's just really important to me. It really is.
All right. I like that sentence you say, created by a creator. I like that. I'm going to have to start using that. I'm going to take that line.
Yeah, you are.
You can borrow that. I'm going to charge you.
Yeah, yeah. No copyright infringement on that one. I'm taking it. I'm not even asking. I'm taking it.
You know what? You borrowed
it. He went to Rickers High School. That's what the people from Rickers High School do. So.
My son went to Rickers. Okay, that explains a lot. Rick High.
Old South Side, yeah. Oh, Joe, you was there too. Shut up.
I know.
Right there with my ass.
Hey, we taught y'all how to do some of that stuff.
Hey, okay.
Now I do want to you know, brag a little bit, because you are a rattler. So, you
yes,
know, I just
I
want
am.
Everybody who's listening that, you know, if you went to FAMU, you understand. If you didn't, hey, man, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
I don't know what to tell you, but yeah, it's a rattler thing.
Hey,
gotta
man.
Understand.
You know.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So you have a pretty good feel of the entrepreneurs in the city, the business owners, the professionals, people who bring things to the table. So, in your opinion, or who would you recommend, like what businesses or entrepreneurs or who in Tallahassee and surrounding areas that you have experienced their businesses or services, who would you recommend? Who are some of the ones that you say is, you know, you should spend your money here? Because I think you have a pretty good idea of, you know, the quality that the city brings.
So I definitely have to pay homage and give shout-outs to those that have really stepped up to support me. Some of those include Nefertari's Fine Cuisine, of course, GT Aero Productions, which is my producer, Gerald Tooks. He actually does photography, but he is, the Aero Productions piece is drones. He is the drone master. He does drone photography and video for, you know, commercial use, you know, whether that's specific projects, whether it's agricultural or, you know, cell phone towers, that sort of thing, but also the beauty shots, if you will. So, you know, he is quite talented and, you know, hire him. He was on the show last season. We did a segment, you know, trying to dispel some of those myths about drones and, you know, just give folks a little bit of information about that. Jeremy Howard Photography, he also has helped out with the show tremendously, so definitely want to give him a shout out. And then Gwen Everett Fashions. So Gwen Everett has a boutique in the Governor Square Mall. This sister, she designs clothes. She actually did my wardrobe for season 2 of Conversations with Nicole. So most of the things that I had on, you know, for the show, she designed. So she, you know, has her own boutique, has her own brand, her own labels, all of that. I'm just so proud of her. You know, she's just doing it. You know, not a kiosk in the mall, but an actual store,
right.
A shop.
That's
she's
good.
A serious wing,
that's
yeah.
Good.
So, you know, just excited about what she's doing. Alta V's Hair Salon, Nicole Dorsey, she was my hairstylist. So she's, you know, doing great things. She's a great colorist. She does cuts, all of that. The Meet Eton Black Archives, which is FAMU's kind of like a sub station of the Black Archives. They were where we filmed or did our production for season 2 of CWN. And then the Somo Playhouse Theater will be doing our production for season 3 there, so I definitely want to shout them out. They have some productions coming up this year. They do plays and musicals and things of that nature. So, but there are many businesses in Tallahassee that are doing things, and some of them don't have a physical location, but you know they provide services. So, you know, I think of like a, you know, Black on Black Rhyme, which hosts their shows on Tuesdays at Nefertari's. Mm-hmm. I think about the African Caribbean Dance Theater that host their classes at Margo's over on Gaines Street, and they have the Florida African Dance Festival in June at TCC and at FAMU. I think of Soul Vegetarian. I think of, you know, just a host of folks that are out there, and I think it's up to us to seek those folks out, you know, whether it's, you know, lawn care service or babysitting or, you know, clothing lines. I could also think of a Lady Luck Boutique, Tiffany. I can't think of Tiffany's last name right now, but she's down on South Monroe. You know, they're, you know, clothing boutiques, hair and beauty salons.
Right.
You got, you know, small restaurants. You got Early's Kitchens, Tony's Seafood, Breakfast over here on Polk Street. So, mm-hmm. You know, on the south side. So there, you know, again, just a number of places. You know, just seek those folks out. You know, You know, there are many people that, you know, utilize various services, auto mechanic services. There are folks that are out there that can provide that. So, you know, I'm really glad you kind of asked me this question, because this connecting of people with products and services is something that I'm planning on delving into more this year. I'm not quite sure how that's going to come about, whether there'll be some directory of sorts or app or something, but, you know, I definitely want to do more of that, because, again, that's what it's all about.
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know how, but you made me think about chicken wings. I guess because we're talking about all these restaurants, and you made me shout out to Leola's Crab Shack too for them, because them chicken wings and them fries be fried.
You know, make some wings tonight, man. Y'all over here tripping? I ain't eat yet either.
Man, look here, man.
Yes,
look,
Leola's,
next time you in town.
Yes, all of that.
Ooh.
Yes.
Man, and you know what I love about Olin's is they don't give you like them little baby portions. You know, the dude, like, I like the dude that just be looking you in your eyes while he filling your plate up. Like, he waiting on you to tell him when you want him to stop. Like, they gonna feed you over there, so.
That
like, that's
Lean,
enough?
That's,
is he looking at you that's, like, that's enough?
I know, right?
That stuff is,
yeah.
Olin's is a nap. Every time I eat that food, I just say, clear the rest of my schedule, I'm taking a nap. Boy, that food knocks me out.
Yeah,
that's
pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jamie, man, you got the... Next time you in town, man, I got to take you over to Nefertari's, man. You got to go check that out. So
yeah, I want to check that out. Yeah, that sounds dope.
Yeah, gotcha.
Well,
yeah,
we weren't able to save lunch because they stopped lunch in December, but
mm-hmm.
they still are offering dinner and brunch. Brunch is on
right.
Saturday and Sunday, so yeah, definitely
right.
got to check them out.
Got to.
Mm-hmm.
So. So, I want to ask this question before we get to the last one. But in 10 years, when you have a chance to look back on your accomplishments and the things that the goals that you've reached and you've reached, you know, the pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one goal that you feel you must reach, your personal goal that you feel that you must reach to get that total satisfaction, no matter like you could you know, gain riches of $10 million, whatever. What's that one personal goal that you have that you feel, once I achieve this, when looking back, I will be satisfied with what Nicole Everett brought to the earth?
You know, That's a tough one. Really, my goal right now is to become a philanthropist, because I really do like supporting people,
mm-hmm.
And supporting good causes or causes that I believe are worthy. So, you know, maybe establishing some type of foundation in order to do that sort of work. I mean, I feel like a mini philanthropist right now, because
mm-hmm.
I do give to many causes here locally. You know, as needs come about, you know, I try to support as best I can. But I don't know. Maybe I'd like to be like Oprah, to be able to give like $21 million to the,
right.
you know, National African American Museum of History and Culture. So maybe something along that lines, to be able to give in a major way like that.
Cool. That's
that
cool.
would probably
cool.
be it, yeah.
Right.
Because there
That's
are
right.
a lot of worthy causes, and, you know, there are only so many resources out there. And, you know, I come from a background in housing with nonprofits, so, I know the struggles that they have with, you know, being understaffed and not being able to really, you know, compensate their people all that well, and all of the grant writing and management and whatnot that goes along with that. So, you know, there are a lot of really great causes out there. So, you know,
yes,
if
ma'am.
I could assist
yes,
in some way, I would love to be able to do that.
Oh, that's good.
What's up?
That's good.
Remember me when you get on top. Let me hold some $5.
What you going to be doing, James?
This is the United J Fund. I go around spread love. That's
right.
I give out free hugs. I need about a million to do that. It's a non-profit. I'm still working on the ideas.
Oh, yeah, you work on that, okay?
Yeah, we still ironing out the details. It's coming.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, right now, OJ love.
Just how to spread love. Free hugs. All right, yo, you got the drum roll keyed up, man.
Man, see, I got this, okay? Okay.
So the final question, let me.
We got to set this up right. And it always go a little something like this.
Whoa. I like that.
Give the drum a song.
Yeah.
I know, right?
All right, Miss Nicole, if you were the all-powerful ruler of Black America, Black Affairs, what would you change and what would your message be?
Ooh, I would change how we interact with each other. We need to love each other more. We really do. You know, we have been through a lot and still are going through a lot, you know. So, you know, I am all about love, and that love is unconditional, is selfless. I think if we focused on that more, we'd be in a much better place. And particularly of loving each other. That's where I think we're lacking a lot. You know, I think if we were trying to outlove each other, a lot of our problems would be non-existent.
Right.
So that's what I would change, and that's what my message would be, love. Yeah, you know, you were just talking about...
Hey, right. He's going to pass out
Jamie's
love.
Jamie's not a problem. Yeah, he passed out love.
There you go.
That's all right, I got a confession. I was lying. I was just trying to get a smile.
Nah, you can't take it back. Now you don't take. Now you can't take it back. Nope.
I was definitely lying.
Love.
Definitely lying.
That's
a good
idea. Set it up.
I appreciate your truth. The truth is coming to you, Jamie.
I'm going to walk in my truth, God damn it.
You better.
I do have another question.
Yeah.
Who did your logo? Cause you got I love your logo. Who designed that?
Yes, I forgot to shout him out. So Taste Create, Jonathan. Oh gosh, what is Jonathan's last name? He actually was one of the young poets in Black on Black, and he graduated and moved over to L.A. Jonathan Norville, I believe is his last name. He did my logo, and he did an outstanding job. So.
You said Jonathan Norville, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh yeah. We had him on the show. Yeah, I remember Jonathan.
Did you?
We were in.
Yeah,
we were in Men of Strength together on FAMU campus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Shout out to Jonathan.
He's from Miami originally. Yeah. Shout out to Jonathan. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. One other person two people I need to shout out is Andre Harris, who did my theme music, and LaCopio Richardson, who sang my theme song, who sings my theme song, my Conversations with Nicole theme song. They did a great job with putting it together, so I got to give them a shout out. Yeah.
Our studio audience want to give love to everybody. Everybody get love today. Ain't that right, Jamie? That's right, Jamie, right?
Yeah, everybody's a friend of the show. Everybody's on the train today.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
As soon as I get my meal from Miss Nicole, everybody can be on the train. Yeah, I'm taxing for these seats, though. Got to tax these seats. Small business.
That's how you gonna do it.
So, right.
So for those who hear this interview and they want to know more about you, where can people find you to learn more information about you?
They can find me on Facebook, Conversations with Nicole Facebook page. There's an Instagram at Conversations with Nicole, and as well on YouTube. There's a Conversations with Nicole YouTube channel, so definitely subscribe there. The website is up and coming, so be on the lookout for that. And God willing, we'll be on WTLH on February 23rd at 11:30 a.m. That's a Thursday, 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon on Fox 49. So check us out there.
There you go.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What, you know what? One more time. Our crowd got to give you love. One more time for Miss Nicole Everett.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Yes,
really, I do.
Oh, nah. We appreciate you for what you bring to this Tallahassee community to help inject some life into the community, to help inject some continuity, some unity, solidarity, black dollars floating within the black community. Because I've been told people we should have been taking over the South Side. We should leave have sections of Orange Avenue and Adams Street that's just us and we controlling the community. But I think things like what you bring to the table can help get us to that point. So we appreciate you and we celebrate you and we thank you for what you do and what you bring to the city.
Well, you honor me by having me on the show today. I really, really do appreciate it. And much success to you all with the Freedom Train and what you're doing, too, Joe, with On the Shoulders of the Giants. You know, I'm so proud of you and thank you very much. You've got going on. So, and you, too, Jamie.
I ain't doing nothing. You ain't got to just come to me at the end like you two. Like, nah, I ain't no consolation prizes over here. You ain't have to include me into that.
Jamie, I know that you've got great and wonderful things coming. I know. I don't know what they are, but I know they're coming.
Hey, Joe, we editing this part out. She ain't going to stop.
Whatever. We're keeping it.
Nah, we editing that part out.
We're going to play it at the Christmas party.
Such a hater. You know, he's such a hater.
I'm just saying. You too, yeah. Jamie. I ain't shit. But, all right, I got you. I appreciate it.
That Texas weather got him like that.
You know, come on, Jamie. Come on.
He been out there with Billy Bob and
going
crazy.
I think he need a hug. I think he might.
He might do. He passing him out to his nonprofit.
Give Joe all the props and you too, Jamie. I ain't forgot you. Wait till I come back to T-Town. Nah, it was fun. This was a great interview.
Oh,
I like
thanks.
Yeah, and we definitely appreciate you coming, and you have to stop back by and take a ride on the train, and we got you a little VIP section, so we appreciate what you do.
Hey, thank you. I look forward to coming back.
Yes, ma'am. We ain't going to hold you up no more, but remember, Freedom Train is your friend, and anything you want to promote in the future, and we got, and you know, just let us know. If you're not on the show physically, we'll make sure we give you a shout out and do what we need to do for our social media channel, because that's what we're here for.
All right, I love it. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes, man. No problem. See you.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Yeah. No pain, no gain, no pain. Can I say not, Jamie?
Nah, not so much.
Dog.
What's happening?
I saw you shared that Tallahassee Democrat article.
Hey, yo, my sarcasm is so serious that people don't even know I'm being sarcastic.
I know.
My sarcasm's at a level 1,000. I was so proud of that.
Hey, man.
But
look,
I'm pretty sure I pissed some people off, which is awesome, too.
Well, I mean, why are they mad at us? If you read the article, read the article, and even the Tallahassee Democrat know that he's full of it. Everybody who's seen that apology know he's full of it, man. So, I mean, look, whatever, man.
The funny
moral
part
of the story is
the trolls were starting to creep back out and talking, and that's why I had to make light of it, man. That's all.
Hey, man, the moral of the story is if you do right, you don't have to worry about wrong.
Yeah. That would be correct.
Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all check us out. Stay tuned next week. You know, we're coming back with another great show. We will be interviewing Miss Janae White, who is the founder of Girls to Divas, another young lady in the Tallahassee area who's doing big things with her nonprofit organization, actually making a significant contribution to the community. So make sure you stay tuned for our next interview. And with that being said, I am Joseph Ward. He is Jamie Basham. We are two of the coolest people you'll ever meet in your life.
Ever.
And you make sure you tell your daddy we said what's up. We'll holler at y'all.
Peace.